We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you. Happy Independence Day. It's quite something in the Berkshires where we live. It's Independence Day, but it's also Tanglewood Day, and it's a wonderful tribute to our JT, James Taylor, who gives so much of himself to make sure that Tanglewood survives and goes forward, and gives of himself, and his wife, wonderful Kim, does the same thing in making this all work. So it's a very special holiday for many of us. And of course, it's being marred by the president insisting in a military-type parade that will go forward in Washington, D.C., with the specter of tanks rolling down the streets of Washington, $2.5 million being diverted from the parks to make this parade happen, tickets being given out to Republican advocates and making it into a political event. There is all hell breaking loose, frankly, as a result of this. There is a point at which people are saying, what is this about? Why is it that this president needs to have this military look to it? We know that he has great regard for some of the people in this country who are basically militarists. And he has great regard, of course, for those countries where the strong men are running things. So when we take a look at the Declaration of Independence and its warnings about what a out-of-control king can do to this population, it means a great deal. And everybody should go and read the Declaration of Independence, which appears in many papers around the country on July 4th. In fact, there's no question that if you take a look at the Berkshire Eagle this morning or so many of the other newspapers, there it is, the Declaration of Independence. It's so worth reading, because it is so scary what the King of England was doing and what the accusation is that Donald Trump is doing now.
President Trump is not giving up on the idea of a citizenship question for next year's census. Administration officials had said that the printing process was underway without the question, but Trump on Wednesday declared that, quote, "We are absolutely moving forward." Now, the Supreme Court had blocked the question, but left open the possibility of reconsidering it.
Well, you know what? If this is going to be a constitutional question, it may well end up as a constitutional crisis. If the Supreme Court says, don't do it, and the relevant secretary says, we're not doing it, and the president tweets, we are doing it, this could be a misinformation campaign that could take its toll. What I mean by that is, clearly, the reason they want it on there is that there will be a false count. Remember, it isn't a question of who's a citizen. It's a question of who's here. How many bodies are here? Now, when you are the president of the United States and say, we don't want people answering this question, even if we are suggesting that we are going to, in fact, not use the question, it means that people will be hesitant to answer the doorbell or to answer the census. And that, of course, will throw things off. Now, what is this all about? We know. It is the fact that so many people who are here who are not documented will not be shown in the final results of the census, and as a result, more Democrats will lose perspective. That's what this president is all about. He knows that the fewer people who answer the question, the more likely it is that we will have an undercount that will favor the Republicans. It really is that simple.
And now New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislative leaders from both parties have selected a task force to create the rules governing the state's new $100 million public campaign finance system. Alan, will such a method do anything to lessen the influence of money on state politics in New York?
Well, sure. It'll do something. Will it do enough? No. You know, money talks, all others walk. We do know that, and we have always seen it. This governor has collected a great deal of money himself. It is to his credit that he is saying we can't go on with this kind of thing and we have to have rules. The legislature passed the idea that we have to have those kinds of rules governing the way in which money is going to be utilized. But it will go on, I guarantee it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you and happy 4th of July.
And Jim, thank you so much for getting up early. I know it's never easy. And one of the things that WAMC is so proud of is that we go forward and we keep going no matter what the day or how tired we are.